They're gone. Baruch Hashem.
Papa, didn't you put all the prince's money in the safe behind the picture of your great-grandfather? How did it get into the secret basement under your study?
Solomon, my boy, you don't understand. I didn't give the soldier the prince's money. That is still hidden safely in the safe behind the picture of great-great-grandfather.
Then, Mayor Angel, what were all the gold and valuables that you gave to the burnt soldier?
Yes, Papa. Where did that come from?
The 3 million rubies that I had under my study, and which I gave to the French soldiers, that money was mine.
Yours? Mayor Angel, you mean you gave all of our own fortune away to the French? That will leave us penniless.
Once I promised the prince to safeguard his fortune, I had to keep my word.
Papa, can we may well borrow a little from the prince's treasure? I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I don't think he needs it where he is now.
No, Simon. We have no commission for that. One day the prince and his men may return to claim his possessions, and I must give back everything that I was given. A Jew, especially a Rothschild, must be known to keep his word.
That sounds terrible. Mayor Angel and his family must have been paupers, A.B.
Well, at first, they all did suffer quite a lot, especially their younger son, Isaac, who was not used to being poor.
Mama, are we getting new clothes for Yom Tov? The one I'm wearing is so small, I have a very difficult time getting into it. And once I'm in it, I have even a more difficult time getting out of it.
Isaac!
And Solomon, who was used to a variety of foods to eat, could not get used to the menu.
Mother, what are we having for dinner tonight? Last night, we had, cooked turnips.
Well, tonight we're having something completely different and interesting, Solomon.
Oh, how excellent! And what are we having tonight, Mother?
Tonight, we're having a roast turnip.
Oh, how wonderful, Mother.
Many people were predicting that some very serious punishment awaited Mayor Anshel.
Hello, Dwayne. Did you hear that Prince Wilhelm hid his entire treasury with that Jew, Rothschild?
He did? Very wise move by the prince. Rothschild is a man you can trust.
Well, would you believe Rothschild went and gave all the prince's money to the French?
Of course. The prince is a fool to trust his money to a Jew. I always knew that Rothschild was a crook.
Aha! And where did you put your money?
In the Rothschild Bank, of course.
I thought so.
Zadie, it seems that Mayor Anshel never made back his money and remained poor forever.
Ha-ha! That is what you might think, Tully. But that is not what happened at all. You see, Tully, Hashem watches over all those that are honest and truthful and keep their word no matter how hard it is. When word spread about what happened, people were very impressed.